This is number four of the Supernatural Spirit Magic School, where we teach you how to use supernatural spirit magic in your everyday life to become a supernatural spirit magician. Now, in the lesson we're going to go in, we're going to further develop magic wands. Now, the magic that you use in a wand comes from trees, and as you can see, collecting the magic in trees, the magic which the druids have been using for millennia is not quite as easy as simply visualizing getting trees energy with a twig in your hand from a certain tree that you want to collect the energy, because of course we've got a complete magical technology that the druids developed, which we see in Avebury and Stonehenge and other stone circles. Now you might ask, why do they build Stonehenge and Avebury and other stone circles, putting stones on the ground in a circular build-up architecture, etc.? Well, of course, if you've listened to the introductory lessons, you'll see that magic is contained in a vortex. The Russians call this vortex a torsion field, and Tim Riefat has trademarked supernatural spirit with respect to torsion fields, because torsion fields are the secret of magic, these vortexes of energy. And as you can see, Stonehenge and these other stone circles, which you can find in the UK, especially in Scotland, are circular because they are built to contain and channel vortexes of magic. So if you look at Stonehenge with the stones, you can see that it's designed to contain a very large vortex of magic, and that the people inside Stonehenge would then be in a very large vortex of magic, which they then could use for spiritual purposes. Now, if you're building a wand, of course, the wand really can't contain any real amounts of magic, unless, of course, we have this vortex, this Stonehenge of power inscribed within the wand. That, of course, is why you have the supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, which has a vortex within it. Why? Well, the quartz allows a ipsissimus like myself to link it with the spiritual world, the world of spirit, and produce a vortex which comes from the world of spirit into the crystal, so that a vortex is spinning around your supernatural spirit magic crystal in a clockwise direction. And since it comes from the world of spirit, this magic is epicentered around your crystal. So that if you wished to build a wand which of course contains tree magic, then this vortex could be used to contain magic that you drew from the trees. And you could then input it into your wand in order to have within the wand magic drawn from the trees by your supernatural spirit, magic, psychotronic crystal, which of course, think of it as a little vortex. This little vortex can take magic out of trees, and then of course you can pour it into your wands to fill your wand up with magic. How do you do this? Well, you simply go to the tree with your supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal, and you touch the crystal to the tree. Remember, the crystal's got a vortex, and rather like a bucket which you dip into a bath of water, when you pull the crystal away, the crystal has magic from the tree within it, and then you simply pour this bucket into your wand simply by touching the point of the crystal with its vortex attached to the wand, and then the wand fills up with a charge of magic from that tree. And as you can see, if you're walking in a forest, then you can simply fill up your wand with the crystal, touching the crystal to one tree after another, filling the crystal up with energy, magic from the trees that you touch. And then you can simply pour that magic from your supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal into your wand by touching the point of the crystal to that wand. So if you spend all day touching hundreds of trees, you can then of course put the magic from hundreds of trees into your wand to power it up. This then means that once you've charged up your wand, you now have within it the magic of the trees that you have milked of magic in order to carry out a simple spell. Now in this case, the wand can be used for improving your health or your luck. So, for example, you can then place the wand on any part of your body which you feel has a problem. For example, if you've got arthritis in the knees, or say you've got sagging breasts if you're a woman, or man boobs if you're a man, or for example if you've got excess weight, around the stomach, or if you want to as a woman get bigger breasts, or in fact if you've got any sort of affliction. And then you can simply do the little magic spell the magic from the trees goes into my body to make my body healthier and healthier, and to conform my body to my visualization of perfection, which I intend in me. This, of course, is a very simple little spell, and you can then go to collect more magic from trees with your supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal. Collect more magic from the trees with your supernatural spirit positive magic psychotronic crystal. Pour it into the wand, and then place the wand on the area of the body you want to heal or to improve. And similarly, if you've got male pattern baldness or impotence or any of these other minor afflictions, you can start pouring the magic from trees into that area to improve yourself with magic. This, of course, is very simple. Low magic. And, of course, why you use a wand? Well, modern-day Russian research into cause and effect found that they could explain cause and effect with something called time density that produced cause and effect, and wood was a very good container of this form of magic that caused effect in things. And we know, of course, that we have hundreds of millions of millennials who believe in magic while they were children, reading Harry Potter books, which of course has configured reality so that belief in wands has become part of the collective unconscious of mankind, and facilitates the change in reality which we wish to cause with wands. Basically, the more people that believe that something exists, the more you can use it to effect a reality change. And when, of course, you've got hundreds of millions of children who have believed that magic wands can change things, then, of course, they reconfigure reality so that belief in wands and the ability of wands to cause magical change simply becomes enabled by their observation. And one can see that the modern world, where we've had the population who have been indoctrinated with science, where science works, and therefore when they operate scientific machines, they work and produce change, can be seen from the viewpoint of people hundreds or millions of years in the future, because of course our science to them would simply be the gruntings and simple tool use of animals, one can see that the belief in science, that science absolutely works, changes reality. So, of course, with children, we've got the absolute belief of all the hundreds of millions of people that have read Harry Potter books and other books on magic have set a alternate reality where magic works, and the adults who are trained to believe that magic can't work once they grow up, then lose the ability to alter reality using magical technology, while people like myself, who are scientists and were trained in magic after leaving university by, in my case, the leading magus of MI6, who used it to destroy the Soviet Union and destroy the unions, etc., etc., and reconfigure reality. And I watched the magic working on a grand scale. I, of course, was trained to not only believe in science, but actually believe in magic, which is a form of science which modern-day humans are too ignorant to use, because, of course, they haven't learnt the science and technology of magic. I, of course, was very lucky in that I was trained by the magus of MI6, the Dr. D of the 80s, Colin Bloy, in all of the arcane secrets of the British super secret branch of MI6, which had and could trace its history all the way back to Dr. D in Elizabethan times, and enabled the English, the poorest nation in Europe, to become the richest, and of course built the British Empire, and enabled the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati to gain all the wealth of the planet for their own. So you can see, of course, that the belief system of all of those children, hundreds and hundreds of millions of children who've been reading Harry Potter books, we now know that there are going to be three new films of Harry Potter from the past, starting from 1926. All of this alters reality, because, of course, you don't have to fight against the beliefs of the human race to carry out magic, because their children, who they give all of their energy to, believe in magic. So the adults basically have given all their energy to their children, and their children, of course, donate all of their energy to the belief in magic. So you can see that the Harry Potter books have basically swept aside the magic, which is manifested by the adults to block magic. Because remember, if magic works, then belief that magic doesn't work is a magic spell, and therefore all of the human race who are powering this magic spell to block magic now have their energy leached out of them by their children, who read a Harry Potter book, go to Harry Potter films, you've got Harry Potter play, And of course, we've also got loads of other films, Game of Thrones with magic, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, all, and the superheroes, franchises from Marvel, DC, etc. All of this is leeching the magic spell from the adults into the children who believe in magic. So if you've got a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, they believe in magic, and their parents are giving all their energy to their children. And the children, of course, are donating all of this magic to the magician, who knows, of course, like myself, that magic works, and now, of course, doesn't have to fight against the whole human race who've been generating a magic spell to block magic. So you can see, of course, J.K. Rowling and all of the other franchises that are pumping out belief in magic. Disney, which is a non-stop purveyor of belief in magic to children, has, of course, opened up a whole new reality for professional magicians like myself, who use magic 24 hours a day. So we, of course, become more and more powerful because we don't have to fight against the opposition of the human race. And similarly, the Catholic Church, with their Inquisition that has been generating spells to block magic ever since the witch trials, has now been so damaged by all of the negative publicity against Catholic and Christian priests for their paedophilia, that the Christian Church, which has been generating anti-magic on a strategic scale, has now been basically leveled by all of the hatred that the population have for the paedophile priests, let alone now all of the Muslims who, of course, are going around trying to kill priests. So you can see, of course, for magicians like ourselves, things have never been better. Magic now can work without having to wade through the massive anti-magic spell generated by the Christian Church and the population who totally believe in science and nothing else, because their children, of course, believe in magic. And as you well know, all the adults give all their energy to their children, do anything for their children, die for their children. So you can see, of course, things have never been better. Now, with the magic wand, one can see that healing with a magic wand is simply placing the magic wand over the afflicted area. Now, for good luck, if you wish to create good luck for yourself, you can simply then, of course, walk in a forest with your psychotronic crystal, which you can just touch to as many trees as possible. Remember, it contains a clockwise vortex that stores magic. So when you come home from walking in the forest, you can then simply touch this container full of magic to your magic wand, and your magic wand will then be full of magic. So then, of course, you can do another simple magic spell in this case for good luck. Now, we know that good luck is promoted by a positive vortex, and your supernatural spirit magic psychotronic crystal is a container with a vortex with a wand. Of course, you can then pour some of this magic out of the crystal into your wand and then write a magic spell for good luck, which simply put would be, I bring good luck into all areas of my life using this magical spell that pours the magic from trees into me to bring me good luck in my endeavors to make my life happier, healthier, and better. That's a simple magical spell. You write that on a piece of paper, and then you get your wand, and you simply rotate your wand around that spell on the paper 12 times in a clockwise direction, doing it in a spiral. So of course you start with a small circle in a clockwise direction, get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Do it 12 times to build a vortex around the paper. And then you simply get a match and light the paper, releasing the magic which you have concentrated in the paper into the world around you using fire. And in magic, of course, we've got four directions: north, south, east, and west. And east is the direction of fire. So when you light the paper, you're releasing the magic into the east. And as you well know, in the world, the sun rises in the east. So we're linking the goodness that comes to the world from the sun with your little magic spell by burning the paper, bringing in the linkage with the sun and sun magic. And if you look in mythology, you'll find that the sun god, for example, in the basis of modern occultism, it's all based, if you're an occultist, on Egyptian magic. So for ceremonial magic, I started learning ceremonial magic when I was 17, and you've got two types of ceremonial magic ritual: the Egyptian ceremonial magical ritual and the medieval Kabbalistic rituals, which are found in grimoires, etc. But in Egyptian, the sun god Ra is the chief god. So by burning the paper with the little bit of magic you collected from trees, which might be quite considerable if you've gone around a forest all day and collected magic from hundreds of trees, this then is released into reality by burning the paper, has the sympathetic magical link with the sun god Ra, by burning it, and then this little vortex spins around and alters your reality, changing your luck to become positive, and your luck changes, your reality changes to become positive, to bring good luck into your life, depending upon the amount of magic that was contained in the spell. So as you can see, if you could put in a lot more magic into that little spell, then instead of bringing minor good luck into your life, if, for example, you could put in a considerable amount of magic into that spell, from, say, millions or billions of people, or from millions or billions of trees, then of course you could raise yourself to become super rich, one of the elite, one of the Illuminati, one of the 13 bloodlines. So you can see, of course, why the 13 bloodlines have become fabulously rich, fabulously wealthy, having, in the case of the 13 bloodlines, millions of mansions, owning all of the corporations and banks in the West, simply using this spell, this simple methodology, but on a scale that is hard to believe for the normal man in the street. They, of course, know magic works, and have been using it for millennia. Now, of course, with the rise of the Ipsissimus, Tim Riefat, now magic has come to the masses, and we are turning magic into a science, so that instead of reading magic books, which are deliberately obtuse, deliberately impossible to understand every step of the ritual, we're simply explaining from the ground up how magic works and cutting out all of the occult mumbo jumbo which blocks proper use of magic and booby traps it, so that when you try to do magic, all you're doing is supplying your energy to proper occultists like myself, as you lose energy doing spells which you don't understand, mumbling names which you don't understand, going to positions, burning this, using this color, this symbolism, blah, 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 none of which you understand, which is only there in all of these books. Crowley's the worst, to drain you of magic and give it to professional magicians like myself, who of course understand magic from the ground upwards and use the magic bled off idiots that try and practice magic with no experience, no tuition, and no knowledge of what they're doing. So in supernatural spirit magic, we're simply teaching you magic as a science, so you don't have any misapprehension of what you're doing. You understand exactly what's going on and can do it safely and in a manner which benefits yourself. So in this case, the simple magic wand to bring you good luck and health is explained, because remember, if you buy a wand from anybody who says it's going to bring you this or bring you that, you can be sure that the wand has been programmed by a professional magician, if they're any good, to leech magic off you and give the magic to the magician who sold you the wand. Because remember, the purpose of a magician is to get magic, and he's not going to sell you magic, because that, of course, leeches his magic, makes him weaker. So, of course, he has to trick you into buying products from him that drain your magic and give your magic to him. So all of the magician's magic shops around the world have a alternate purpose, which is to drain the magic from you, you the sucker that comes in to try and learn magic, to feed them, the initiated, the adept, to raise their power. I, of course, am different because I'm the archmage of the Illuminati. I have all of the magic in the world. I've simply gone round and taken the magic from the 13 bloodlines. I've been given all the keys to the castle because I'm the Dr. D of the 21st century. I have all the power, and I'm simply giving magic to the masses that wish to buy it from me in order to simply reinforce my statement that the 13 bloodlines, the Illuminati, have lost all of their magic to me, and now I'm daring to sell magic to the masses. I'm selling their magic to people so far beneath them that to them they're just peasants. Why? Simply to add insult to injury. So when I sell you the supernatural spirit magic, positive psychotronic crystal, I'm selling you magic from the Illuminati. All of their magic has been drained, the magic from the Freemasons, all of their rituals like the Olympics. All of that magic that was supposed to go to them comes to me, and I am, of course, selling small portions of it to customers simply to make the 13 bloodlines and the former Illuminati go crazy. Because can you imagine? They've lost the magic, and normal people are getting the magic via me, which makes their world simply unbearable, because they know the magic works. They've now been cut off from the magic, and now I'm simply selling it to my customers, who can then use the magic on them, restoring meritocracy and democracy to the world. Why? Simply put, because it's fun. Thank you.